Okay, Shalom Uvracha. I hope you have a handout. If you don't, please take one. And if there are not enough, please sit next to someone who has one. This week's parasha is Parshas Chayisara. The parasha begins, Vayu Chayisara, Mea Shana V'Esrim Shana V'Sheva Shanim, Shnei Chayisara. We are told in the beginning of the parasha that Sarah's lifetime was 127 years. But Thomas Sarah Bekirias Arba, he Chevron Beretz Canaan. And Sarah died in Kiryas Arba, why is it called the city of four, Rashi says, either because of the four giants who lived there or because of the four couples who were buried there. Adam and Isha, Adam and Chava, Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka and Yaakov and Leah. And she died in Kiryas Arba, which is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. Vayavo Avram lispod lisarvid of Kosa. And after a holy person dies, we come to have hespedim. We come to mourn and to eulogize the nifter. We come to cry for the nifter. And he enters into negotiations. Vayakum Avram me'apnei meso. Avram got up from before his dead, and he speaks to the chitim, b'nei ches. And he enters into a whole negotiation, and ultimately, he pays Arba Meo Shekel Kesef over the socher. Pasuk Yitas, v'acharichin, kavar Avram esari ishto. She was zocha to proper kavura, kavura Yisraelis, even though there was no Yisrael yet, I know. And where was she buried? Sarah Ishto, El Ma'aratzde, Machpela, Al Pnei Mamre, Hichavron, Beretz Canaan. Vayakam Hasada, Vahamelarasher, Bola Avram, Lachuza, Kever, Me'eth Bnechit. And at the end of the Sedra, we are told that after Avram died, at the age of 175, he was 175 years old, Vayigva, Vayamas, Avram, Beseva, Tova, Zakin, Beseveya, Vayasef, Elamav, he died at a good old age. He was gathered into his people, Vayikbu, also Yitzchak, Vishma, Benav, Elmar, Rahamach, Pela, Alstei, Ephraim, Ben Sochar, Chiti, Asher, Alpnei, Mamre. He was buried in the Marat HaMachpelah, the land that he purchased for his wife, his saintly wife Sarah, the first purchase of the first Ivri in Eretz Canaan. After Moshe Rabbeinu dies, Vayivku b'nei Yisrael es Moshe b'arvos Moav shloshim yam. Just a few days ago, is the shloshim of the Har Nof massacre victims. Yortzeit was also in Cheshvan. A few days ago was the Shloshim of the Simchas Torah Tavshim Pei Dalad massacre. Vayivku b'nei Yisrael es Moshe b'arvos Moav shloshim yam. And the B'nai Yisrael cried for Moshe in the plains of Moab for 30 days. Vayitmu yimei b'chi eva Moshe. We have hespedim. We have Livkosa, we have Kavura, we have Shloshim, we have Bechi, and we have Eval. In Parsha Shmini, after the deaths of Aaron's two sons, Moshe Rabbeinu says they were tzaddikim, they were kohanim. Their sin is up for discussion, but it's definitely not for today's shiur. Va'achechem kol beis Yisrael yivku es ha'sreifa asher saraf Hashem. Va'achechem kol beis Yisrael yivku es ha'sreifa asher saraf Hashem. Yehudit Nitzan, the mother of Gilad Nitzan, an IDF soldier from the town of Shiloh in the Binyamin region, laid her son to rest in the town cemetery Motzei Shabbat after he fell in battle in the Gaza Strip. Lord of the world, what a gift you gave us 21 and a bit years ago. How did we merit this gift? In the last months when I carried Gilad in my womb, we said goodbye to so many beloved people. Aaron Pikar, my cousin, Avram Gavish, Avi Sitran, Shmuel Yerushalmi, and more. Those were difficult days. And I asked myself, what kind of baby will be born to us if I cry so much during this pregnancy? At his Brit Milah on Tisha B'Av, we decided to give him a name that is a prayer for the future, a statement of faith and joy and comfort. Gilad Nechemya. Gilad means everlasting joy, and Nechemya means comfort. Lord of the world, they say there are three partners in raising a child. We are partners in this story. This is the mother's husband. We are not alone. We try to do our part to raise him in healthy body and soul, to give him love and tools for life, to give him Torah to connect with, not to spoil this special vessel or the developmental process of his great soul. God's part was to provide that great soul. And how very much we learn from Gilad. His love for every kind of person. He built friendships of every kind. Gilad, you enjoyed hard work and ambitions. You never gave up on yourself. Even if you deserved an exemption for a matriculation exam, even if your Gemara study in yeshiva was difficult and challenging, you did not give up. You strove hard and worked hard. You enjoyed singing and dancing and learning about the Chachamim, how much energy you had for man, how much energy for God and for nature. You had a talent for plants, for gardening. You had a connection to family and home. We would receive a call from you when you were coming home. Ima, do you need anything from the grocery store? Then you would immediately become involved in the preparations for Shabbat, giving us respect and hugs. God, you gave us a wonderful gift. But why so short-lived? There is still much to do in the world. So much sadness to be banished. So much love to be spread. So many smiles to be shared. So many nephews want to be with you. He was 21. After the mother eulogized him, his father Yaakov eulogized his son. I was afraid of this moment. I was afraid. I prayed it would not come. 2 weeks ago, Gilad took me aside. Abba, I know what you're thinking. Do not worry. My soldiers are the best, the most professional. No one will get me. Abba, you will see a picture of me with a cigarette on the seashore on Gaza. Kachnat, binchat, chichitcha, asher ahavta. The father quotes from Ekidat Yitzchak. Va'aleu sham la'ola, and offer him on the altar. This is what I, Yaakov Nitzan, did on Shabbat. My Gilad, a pure child, a happy boy. The father recounted the moment they received the news. Half an hour before Shabbat, I saw silhouettes at the door, but it was not guests. We have two hearts for each of us. We have a small private heart, a family heart, a loving heart. And we have our general heart, an Israeli heart. And they help each other. That the Israeli heart is wounded as well, that helps a little. What do we do when both hearts are broken? What do we do when everything is crushed? And we don't have anywhere to run. Everything is crushed. Be a fighter, a warrior, continue and be happy. I remember one time in 10th grade, he had a hard time in school. Abba, I'm frustrated, he cried. I told him, Gilad, you're now crying, you're happy, nothing changes, forget the nonsense. He said, Father, can I be happy? But what pride he had when he got his diploma. When Gilad arrived home, there was light and joy in the house. I don't understand many things. I think I now understand the words, sowing in tears, hazorim bidima. On the land of Shiloh, here it began, here it continues. Here it will be. This is the soul of all of us. Gilad is a child of Am Yisrael. My Gilad, go in peace. Rest in peace. I love you, my child. Rabbi Zev Lev teaches, he quotes from Rabbi Yitzchak Karo in his work Toldos Yitzchak. The Toldos Yitzchak explains the significance of Sarah's death being placed between Rivka's birth and Yitzchak's marriage at the end of Parachof Beis. The last thing you learn at the end of Parachof Beis is that Rivka is born to Besuel, who was born to Nachor and Milcah. If you open up the Chumash, you'll see. You have the family of Nachor and Milcah, and Rashi says this whole thing was written only to tell you that Rivka was born. Then you have Parachof Gimel, Sarah dies. And then you have Parachof Dalid, the Shidduch. Why is the death, Misas, and Kavura Sarah between the birth of Rivka, the second Aim by Yisrael, and the Shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka, the marriage, the wedding? Rabbi Zev Lev quotes from the Toldos Yitzchak, who explains the account of Sarah's death is placed between Rivka's birth and Yitzchak's marriage to remind us that even on such joyous occasions, such as a birth or a wedding, one must still remember the day of death. It is the day of death that puts life into proper perspective. Thus, we break a glass at a wedding to temper our joy with a reminder of the fragility of life and our ultimate mortality. Awareness of death is an incentive to realize the spiritual potential in every single moment of life. That, says the Altar of Kelm, was why Rav HaMenuna Zuti entertained guests at a wedding. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, Lamed Aleph Aleph, I did not look it up, that Rav HaMenuna Zuti would entertain guests by the wedding by singing, woe to us that we are dying. Imagine if you went to a wedding and that's what the band was playing. Woe to us, you would probably fire them. Woe to us that we are dying. This chant, however, was not a lament. It was a joyous challenge to the couple to enhance their true simcha. When we perceive how short our lives on this world really are, when we remember that between birth and wedding is the day of death, we will be hopefully motivated to accomplish as much as we possibly can in the time that we have. The Sedra recounts Sarah died, and it's called Chayei Sarah. It says Rabbi Lev to teach us that the awareness of death gives meaning and inspiration to life. Look at the Pasuk from Koheles, please. We're starting on page 2 of your handout. I kindly requested of the office that they make me color copies this week, and they were gracious enough to do so. Turn to page 2. We're going to begin in Koheles. First, you have the Pasuk, Atama Sar Bekiryas Arba, Hi Chevron Beretz Kanan, Vayavo Aram Lispo de Sarva Livkosa. Let us look at Koheles Perek Zion. If you don't have one, there might be more in the B-Men. If they're not, please sit next to someone who has. Oh, they're not on the Bima. They're there. If you don't have a handout, they're here, okay? I would really like you to have one for today's shiur. I think that it's important, and I want everyone to be following along. Will you take them from the bench and just put them on the Bima, please? There's someone here. Thank you so much. The Pasuk tells us in Koheles Perek Zayin, Psukim Aleph through Dalet, Tov Shem Mishemen Tov, V'yom Hamaves, V'yom Hivoldo. A good name is better than fine oil, and the day of death better than the day of birth. Tov lalachas al beis avel, milachas al beis mishta. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of festivities and party. Basher husof ko adam, because that is the end of all men. V'hachai tein elibo, and while you are still alive, when you go to the beis avel, you should contemplate that this will be my end one day after 120. Tov ka'as mischok. Now this you need Tarsha Balpeh, because what could that possibly mean? Definitely, in the Torah perspective, ka'as is not better than schok for basar v'dam. So we're going to see what Rashi explains. Tov ka'as mischok ki bira panim yitavliv. Better is anger than laughter, which is not true. Don't take any tikkun amidos from this. It's not speaking about us. Ki bira panim, because with an angry countenance, yitav lev, the heart will be repaired. So what does Rashi say? I'm on page 2 of your handout. Tov ka'as mischok. Mishiro defes midas hadin acharav al yitzta'er. When the attribute of divine justice chases after a person, do not be aggrieved. Tov hayalahem ledor mabel im haram hakadosh baruch hu panim zuumos al averus shebi adam mischok shesachaki mahem sheilu haralahem kimia ra panim hayu chozim lemutav. When a person has sorrows, when a person faces midas hadin rachmana litzlan, how could it possibly be the time that it is? A person should not be aggrieved when the midas hadin chases after him. Had the dor hamabel been given midas hadin, if Hashem would have showed them his angry countenance because of the averos in their hand, instead of laughing at them, so to speak, maybe they would have done teshuva. And so therefore, tov ka'as mischok, the wrath of God, should stir us to repentance. When we have a recognition of our sins that elicits God's ka'as, yitav lev, we should all become chozrim b'teshuvah. Says Rashi, yitav lev, yahafoch lev ha'adam lehetiv drachav. A person's heart should be turned to improve his ways. And finally, the last pasuk, it's right under the Rashi, Lev chachamim beveis aval. The heart of the wise person is in the house of mourning. The lev kisilim beveis simcha. And the heart of the fool goes to houses of happiness. The heart of the wise person goes to the home of mourning. Kohalas. Rashi, lev chachamim beveis aval. Machshav tam al yom hamita. When you go to a beis aval, you contemplate the day of death, not only for the nifter, but for ourselves after 120. V'lev kisidim b'vei simcha, ein charedim yamamisa v'libam bari ku'ulam. The fool, kisil, he has no fear of the day of death. His heart is as healthy as a palace. In other words, I will be here forever. He has no contemplation of the day of death. He thinks he's going to be the one person who's going to make it off the planet alive. He is a fool who does not listen to the wise words of Kohelas. I'm going to read the four psukim without translating them. Tov shem mishemen tov v'yam hamaves miyam hivaldo. Tov lalachas al beis aval milalachas al beis mishta. Asher hu sov kol adam. V'achai yitein alibo. Tov ka'as mischok ki bera panim yitav lev. Lev chachamim beveis ava v'lev kisilim beveis simcha. Look at the Targum. Look at the Targum, which is the next source on the top of page 3. To the pasuk from Kohelas. Lev chachamim beveis ava, the heart of the wise in the house of mourning. V'lev kisilim beveis simcha, the heart of the fool in the house of rejoicing. Look at the Targum. Libon dechakimaya anein al churban. Beis Mukdisha, Va'atziv al galus beis Yisrael. You should be able to understand that, even if you don't understand Aramaic. The heart of the wise mourns for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. This is the Targum to Kohelet Zayin Dalet. The heart of the wise mourns for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and is sad over the exile of Israel. The Lev Shotaya, the Lev Shota, the Lev of the fool, Bechadvas Beis Litznehuson, rejoices in the house of mockery. Achlin Vishasan, they eat, they drink, Umispankin Vela Yesuvin Alibohan Siguf Acheon. They have a smorgasbord. They eat to their heart's content. They stuff themselves. They don't pay any attention in their hearts to what the end of man is, to the pain of Acheun, their brothers. Turn to page 1 of your handout. Let's look at the top 2 pictures. The young man with the white shirt, that is Eliakim Liebman. You see a tank, a bulldozer, next to him. If you look closely, read the Hebrew that they spray painted into the plow of the bulldozer with a group of 5 soldiers. Eliakim Liebman Habaita. Eliakim Liebman was a security guard at the Nova party in Reim on October the 7th. He was believed to have been abducted by Hamas terrorists. While his father, Eliyahu, who presides over the West Bank Kiryat Arba Regional Council, along with family members, fervently prays for Eliakim, his son's safe return. Eliakim's 2 brothers are deployed in Gaza. They have found a unique way to communicate with their brother. Elisha and Elkanah are the 2 brothers. I'm at the top picture on page 1. Elisha and Elkanah were called up for the reserves at the start of the war, said their father. They are currently inside the Gaza Strip, going in and out of the war zone. We are naturally filled with anxiety, and we attempt to maintain daily communication with them. In their effort to connect with Eliakim, they've begun leaving him uplifting messages. This serves as a reassuring sign for us that they've safely returned to Israeli territory. The brothers are spray-painting messages like bringing Eliakim home and Eliak, we're on our way, alongside a depiction of a Magen David on the walls within Gaza. They take pictures of their graffiti and they share with family and friends. It's a powerful source of comfort and it lifts our spirits, says Father Eliyahu. It provides encouragement to us as a family and the nation as a whole during these challenging times. This father has a son who is kidnapped by Hamas and 2 boys who are in the Gaza Strip. Did we sleep last night? Are they sleeping at night? Ever since the Liebman family found out about their son's abduction, they have persistently maintained that Medinat Yisrael must pursue its mission until it achieves victory. They further insist no prisoner exchange should occur that would result in the release of terrorists with blood on their hands. We have seen in the past the steep price we pay and continue to pay when we release murderers. We are praying for the safe return of Eliakim and the other captives. These are times when we bolster our faith. It is deeply moving. They are incredibly brave, said their sister, Aviyah. I wish we had not been forced into this situation, she told YNN News in an interview. 1 brother is abducted and 2 brothers are in combat in Gaza. And 2 brothers-in-law stationed on the Lebanese border. We have exhausted all possible strategies, said Aviyah. All that is left for me now is my faith. We must crush the enemy. Eliakim Liebman is the top picture on page one. We daven v'shavu banim l'gvulam should immediately happen, not even Bakarov, right now. Let's go to the psukim from Kohelas, a different parak. Shlomo HaMelech wrote for us three Sifrei Tanakh, Shir HaShirim, which is a love story in his youth. The youth are full of love. And in his middle age, he wrote Mishnei, advice to the youth. Some of you learned that with me, I think, on Torah Mechan Achilmi. And in his old age, he wrote Kohelas. The psukim tell us in Kohelas per gimel, psukim aleph through ches. L'chol zman ve'esh l'kol chayfetz tachas ha'shamayim. Everything has a time, everything has a purpose under the heavens. Esh l'ledas ve'esh l'mus. Lord of the world, said Yehudit Nitzan, what a gift you gave us 21 and a bit years ago. How did we merit this gift? Eis laladas ve'eis lamus. There is a time to be born and a time to die. Eis lata'as ve'eis la'akor natua. There's a time to plant and a time to uproot that which has been planted. Eis laharog ve'eis lirpo. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. Eis lifrotz ve'eis livnotz. There's a time to break down and a time to build up. Eis livkos, atamasara, bekiryas arba, hichavron be'eretz Kanan, vayavo avram, vispol desara v'livkosa. La'achechem kol beis Yisrael yivku as asreifa asher sarav Hashem. Eis livkos, this past month and a half is a time to cry. Baruch Hashem, we have simchas. Baruch Hashem, we thank God for them. We say mizmor l'soda every day. It's a time of national crying. Eis livkos ve'eis lishchok. Eis sipod. The Eis Rakod, a time to cry, a time to laugh, a time to eulogize and mourn, a time to dance. Eis Lahashlich Avanim, the Eis Kenos Avanim. There's a time to cast away stones and a time to gather in stones. Eis Lachabok, there's a time to hug. Shav Ashuv Eilacha Ka Eis Chaya, Vehine Ban Lasara Ishtacha. But Elisha said to the Shunamis, Ka'es chaya va'at chobeket ben. The Malachim said, at this time next year, Sarah will have a child. Because a Malach does not understand what it means to hug a child. But Elisha said to the Shunamis, Ka'es chaya at chobeket ben. Rashi quotes it on the Chumash. No, he doesn't quote that word. He quotes, Kuna Malachim and Perikud Ches, give her the bracha, he quotes from the Shunamis. My father told me that Dvar Torah, I do not remember the source, many years ago. And every year when I read that Rashi, I am reminded. An angel can predict you will have a child as the Shaliach of God. But only a human being can say you will be hugging a child. Because only a human being understands what that means. Eis lachavok. There are times to hug. Ve'eis lirchok mechabak. And there are times when, unfortunately, we can no longer hug. Eis levakesh ve'eis la'abed. There's a time to seek out and a time when things will be lost. Eis lishmar ve'eis lahashlich. There's a time to guard and a time to send away. There's a time to tuck your children into bed at night, eis l'shmar. And a time to wander, eis l'hashlich. As they are cast away, who is taking care of the babies in the Gaza Strip? was talking to 3-year-olds in Tibet at night in the Hamas tunnels. Ace the Crower, there's a time to tear. The aceless bar, a time to sow. Ace the Hashos, there's a time to be silent because you just have nothing to say. Vayidom Aharon. The Ace the Daber, there's a time to speak. But sometimes we need to find something to say. Ace the Ahov, there's a time to recognize that only Biyachad Ninetzeach, with Ahavas Yisrael, only can we win. The Ace the Snow, and there's a time when we learn that our hatred should be directed at our enemies, not at our fellow Jews. Ace Melchama, there's a time in Melchamas Mitzvah. The Ace Shalom, and there's a time of peace that we so long for and wait for. We're not going yet to the next sources. I will tell you when. Rav Yaakov Bender Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Darchei Torah, he writes in his Sefer, Rav Yaakov Bender on Chumash, there is a time for everything. There's a time for taking vacations. There's a time for going to a spa. There's a time for sitting on the beach. And there's a time to go to a rally in Washington. And there's a time to buy presents and make ourselves feel uplifted in physicality. And we go out and we pamper ourselves. And there's a time to be in pain with our brothers and our sisters. There's a time for everything, says Rav Yaakov Bender. And understanding the difference between the right time and the wrong time is the difference between construction and destruction. Maybe objectively there's nothing wrong with that action, but maybe it's just not the right time to be doing such things. One of the questions, he quotes from the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Aleph, where the Gemara says, we'll be asked 6 questions in the Olam HaEmes. One of them is Tzipisa LeYeshua, and I think to myself, who is not Mitzapel LeYeshua? But that's not the one he talks about. One of the questions we're going to be asked in the Olam HaEmes is Kavata Itim LeTorah. Did you establish set times for Torah learning? Was there a kavius to your Torah? Or did you let life get in the way? If I have time, I'll learn. If I don't have time, then whatever. Kavata Itim LeTorah. Did you make Torah a set part of your life? However, Rav Bender quotes the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes has a unique chiddush on the kash of the Gemara, not the kash of the Gemara, on the statement of the Gemara that in the Olam HaEmes, that's one of the kashas we will be asked. Kavata Itim LaTorah. Did you establish the Itim of Torah? What does that mean? This Sfas Emes says, this refers to the psukim in Kohelas that tell us about the different times that make up life. Kavata Itim. Did you remember that Kohelas says, there's a time to rejoice. There's a time for vacation. There's a time to go to the Bermuda Islands if you're dressed anew and it's a kosher program and everything is okay. And there's a time not to do those things. Kavata Itim LaTorah means, says the Sfas Emes, did you know when to apply what protocol in different times of life? I, for 4.5 weeks, have maybe said good morning 4 times by accident. If we're cognizant of our words, I can no longer say good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. If you notice, and in my text as well, I can only write Shalom Uvracha. When we think about our words, what is Shalom Uvracha? It's a bakasha, that we should have peace and blessing. Is it a good morning? Right before I came here, red alert sirens in the Western Galil, Metula under attack. Security officials sent a rare message to the residents of Metula. Dear residents, good afternoon. For the last half hour, we have been under massive You're here and they're there. We have been under a massive missile attack. Anyone who has received permission to come or is planning to come to the Yishuv, there is currently no entry allowed. Please do not come. We will provide updates according to the developments. The Sfas Emes says, Kavata Itim the Torah is referring to the Psukim in Kohelas. Did you understand there's an Ace of Kos and an Ace of Schok? Did you understand there's an Ace Shalom and an Ace Mechama? Ace Lishmar ve Ace Lahashlich. The Torah writes, Rabbi Bender, calls for different behaviors in different situations. There's a time for joy and a time for mourning, a time for battle and a time for peace. Kavati Itim the Torah means, did you set aside? Did you live by? Were you cognizant of what behavior is appropriate at what time? The Sanzer Rebbe made an Erusin for his granddaughter this past Thursday night with a small gathering at his home in Netanya. Unlike past Smachot, which were held with thousands of Hasidim, the Rebbe explained, how can we rejoice when Jewish blood is being spilled? Many Jews are in sorrow. Parents are waiting to hear from their children. Those close to the sons of Rebbe say that since October 7th, the Rebbe has been very worried. He spends most of the day alone in his room davening and learning, only responding to urgent shailas. The Rebbe has instructed all shuls of the Hasidus recite Avinu Malkeinu every day of Shachris and Mincha. I'm still saying it. I just asked Rabbi Shachter yesterday, should I still be saying it? He said his father still is. Yes, I'm still saying it also. Excuse me. So the sons are Hasidim as well. How can I make a big Simchas Erusin for my granddaughter when Jewish blood is being spilled and parents are waiting to hear from their children? Kavata Itim the Torah. Did you behave appropriately in the different times of life? Go back to page 1. You see a picture of a little girl. That is Tamar Chaya Torpiashvili. She was 9 years old from the city of Ashdod. She passed away 2 Shabbatot ago, a week after going into cardiac arrest during a rocket alert siren as she and her family ran to the shelter. Her father wrote the following post after she died, and there you have her picture. This is what her father wrote. Baruch Dayan Ha'emet, I'm quoting. Mishpacha Yikara, Chaverim Yikarim, Am Yisrael Hayakar. Blessed is the true judge, dear family, dear friends, dear Am Yisrael. Yehudi Yisrael B'tafutzat Hayikarim. He also addresses himself to Jews in the diaspora, my precious Jews, precious brothers, Yehudi Yisrael B'tafutzot HaYikarim. Ani rotzeh lahagidachem toda. 3! Toda al hatfilot. Toda al hatmichut. Toda al hachibukim v'hanishikot. I want to thank you for the prayers. I want to thank you for your support. I want to thank you for your hugs and kisses. Toda shehigasham tam l'nesicha shali chelek mehechalamot. Thank you. You fulfilled for my princess some of her dreams. Tamar Chaya ba Manana haita malach. Tamar Chaya, the daughter of Manana, was an angel. He knew that Baboker Yom Shabbat. She was born in the morning on Shabbos. Umasra et nishmata chazara be'erev Shabbat. And she returned her soul in return. She gave up her soul in return on Erev Shabbat. Bore olam natan lanu matana. Letisha shanim va'asara chodeshim. The creator of the world gave us a present for 9 years and 10 months. U'bizchot ha'tfilot shelacham. And in the merit of your prayers, Zachinu l'shahot b'mechitzata shavua nosaf. We managed to get one extra week with her. There was a week between the rocket attack and the siren, which caused her to go into cardiac arrest, and her death, her passing. And in the merit of your prayers, we had one extra week with her. Shabo hir afnu ala ahava ein sofit. And in that week, we showered upon her love without end. Ad shehi nishama et nishimata ha'achrona. Until she breathed her last breath. Halevaya titkayem be'ezrat Hashem b'yom Rishon b'boker. Pratim meduyakim nosafim yimseru b'amshech. Hashem yinkom dama. When one of my children a few days later saw the post about her face and why she died, he said to me, OMG, you know, in the text, OMG, OMG, can you imagine how scared she must have been? The Pasuk tells us in Yeshayahu, page 3 of your handout, page 3, Yeshayahu, Lamed Gimel Zayin, Pain erolam tsa'aku chutza malachei shalom mar yivkayun. Behold, for their altar they have cried in the street. The ambassadors, the angels of peace, cry bitterly. They are crying for the altar, and they want to be malachei shalom. They are malachei shalom. And because they're malachei shalom and they witness destruction, they cry bitterly in the streets. Mitzudas David, Malachi Shalom, Hashluchim haHochim leVaser Shalom haIr, Hinei Bachu b'Mar Nefesh al Churbana. The angels who are sent, those who are dispatched, to bring a besura of Shalom to the city. Behold, they cry bitterly when they witness the destruction. The Pasuk tells us, and you have it on the bottom of page 3 once again, that Sarah died in Kiryas Arba, which is heaven in the land of Canaan, and Avram came to give a hesped for Sarah and to cry for her. If you look at that Pasuk, you will see that the Chof is a little bit smaller than the other letters. If you look in a Chumash and a Sefer Torah, the Chof of the Livkosa and to cry for her is smaller than the other letters. There are different reasons why, but we will quote the Kliyakar. Top of page 4, the Kliyakar. He gives other reasons. Va'ad amru Razal, the sages, Chachamim Zechon Alav Racha, say, Ka misha mesa ishto rishona, kilu charav beis hamikdash b'yamav. Whoever's first wife dies, it's as if the temple is destroyed in his days. Okay, mitchila balis boldesar ba'avura, v'alo b'chala, ki yadasha altala l'maram, l'malkam yakar v'nichbad, me'asher haita bo ba'arz me'afilazu, that's for sure. Therefore, in the beginning, he came to eulogize for her, but he didn't cry for her. Listen to the sequence of the pasuk. V'yavo avram lispo desara, v'liv kosa, lispo desara comes first. He gave hespedim, and the crying comes after. In the beginning, initially, he came to mourn for her. But he didn't cry for her because he knew she went up to the heights, to a precious and honorable place, much more than the darkness here. She was in the Olam HaEmes, where everything is clear. So he wasn't crying for her. V'achar kach bacha al beit hamiknash nechrav biyamav. It's as if the temple was destroyed. That's why he cried. His base Hamikdash was destroyed. Ki gam malachei shalom mar yivkiyu in achurbana. Referencing the pasuk that we just looked at from Yeshayahu. Even the malachei shalom bitterly weep over the destruction of the temple. V'chein darsho alav pasuk v'dema'od dim'a tidma eini. I gave you the footnote. You can see the whole pasuk. My eyes shall weep and run with tears. Va'al kein hifsik b'midah l'sara. He's saying, why does the pasuk say lispod l'sara v'lev kosa? Why is the word sara between hesped and bechi? Maybe to just say va'yavo Avram lispod v'lev kos l'sara. That would make sense. Lispod sara v'lev kos. Va'al kein hifsik b'midah l'sara l'fisha bechi haya al shenidamelo ki'ilu nechav hamikdash b'yamav. Lispod is for sara. The hespedim were for sara. But the Bechi was not for Sarah. The Bechi was, she was so important in his life. He felt as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in his life. How many Batei Mikdash have been destroyed in Eretz Yisrael in 4.5 weeks? Asher Haya Gvoa Meya Amma. The Beit HaMikdash was 100 Amos. Al Kein Baha Ramas Bechav Kitana. Ki Kaf Ola Meya. That's why the Chaf is small. Chaf, when you write it out, is Chaf Pei. Listen to the letter Chaf. Chaf. It's a Chaf and a Pei. Chaf Pei in Gematria is 100, 20 plus 80. So the Chaf is small because it equals 100 in Gematria when you write out the letter Chaf. The Beis HaMikdash was 100 Amos. Rotsa lamar ki ilu nit ma'atu os an mea ama v'nasu ketanim. To Avram, it was if those 100 Amos were diminished in his lifetime, Vizera Mezyakar. And this is a very precious interpretation. His Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And that's why he cried. The Hespedim were for Sarah. Al Eila Nibochia Eini Eini Yardamayim Ki Rachok Mimeni Meshiv Navshi Ki Gover Oyev. Was for the Beis HaMikdash destroyed in his lifetime. On page 2 of your handout, you have a picture of Liraz Asulin, Hashem Yimkom Dama. On the eve of Simchat Torah, Liraz Asulin's family gathered for a festive holiday meal. Unaware would be their final farewell. Liraz then attended the music festival attacked by Hamas. For several days, they clung to a sliver of hope. She was initially listed as missing, then abducted, but then the bitter news arrived. Her body had been found. We've gone through three statuses: missing, abducted, deceased. We want to tell her story. Said her sister, she deserves to be known for how special and kind she was. On Friday, on the eve of Simchat Torah, the family gathered for the meal. Her brother said, she always helped prepare the meal, said her brother Yossi, but that day she arrived like a princess. Everything was set up, everything was ready. After the family dinner, she went out to the festival. Around 6:30 a.m. when the siren started, we asked about her well-being. At 6:53, she sent a message on WhatsApp. My family, I love you, they are shooting at me. Then she sent a message to her younger sister, Or, they're shooting bursts at me. That is the last we heard. Or called her phone in her chatter in Arabic. We started to realize the magnitude of the event. For 4 days, the family was in the dark. We drove to Soroka and Barzilai hospitals. We went with pictures. She wasn't on any list, said her brother Yossi. Last week, the family was informed she had been murdered by the terrorists and her body was identified. She had so many aspirations, motivation to succeed, to develop her career. It was all abruptly cut off, said her siblings. Liraz was an accountant and a treasurer at Israel's largest financial planning company. Alongside her dedication, she was very close to her family. She loved her nephews and her nieces. She was their math tutor. She was like a heart with legs. Anyone who knew her could tell you where she sat in their heart. You can go on and on talking about her. It sounds cliché. But from my experience, said her brother Yossi, a cliche is a truth that is repeated often. She deserves her story to be heard, which is why I chose to include Liraz Asulin in today's shiur. Her family requests that her story shall be heard. Look at the last page of your handout. When I was preparing Shir, I obviously could not include all of the interpretations on the different times that Koalas offers. So I just chose a number of them. Eis livkos, what does it mean there's a time to cry, says Rashi on Koalas, v'tisha b'av. On Tisha B'Av, it's a time to cry. Avram felt his Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That's why he cried, says the Kli Yakar. Lispal the Saras, he gave Haspedim for Sarah. Livkos was for Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The Eish Lishchok, when will we laugh? La'asid Lavo. We will not truly laugh. So as Yamale Shok Pinu with Bias Gold Sadak. Eish Sapod, when is it a time to give Hespedim? Bimei Evel, in days of Avelus. But what should you do? Then you turn on the news, and new soldiers' names are released every day. When does the Evel, when will the Evel end? The Eish record. After Sarah's death, there's a marriage. We dance for the Chasan and Kala. What does it mean a time to cast away stones? The young men of Israel have been cast away like thrown away stones with the destruction of the temple. And then Rashi quotes a pasuk from Eicha, Tishtapechna Avnei Kodesh Berosh Kol Chutzo. What is Eich Kenos, a time to gather? Osa Min HaGola. This refers to the Albaidi, who will gather in those Jews who are in exile. V'hoshiyam Hashem Elokeim B'yamahu. On that day, God will save us. Kitzon Amo, because we are the sheep of his nation, we're his flock. Ki Avnei Nezer, Misno Sisos, Al Admaso. It's a pasuk from Zechariah. For the stones of the crown will be exalted over his land. Turn back to page one. We have looked at and heard the story of Liraz Asulin. Her family said her story deserves to be told. We have looked at the picture and heard her father's post of Tamar Chaya Torpiashvili, Hashem Yinkom Daman. We have heard from the family of Eliakim Liebman, whose two brothers are in Gaza and two brothers-in-law are in the northern border fighting Hezbollah. And then the final picture, I mean, how painful is this? You know how many faces are here? Four. You know how many korbanos there have been? Over 1,400. V'acheichem kol beis Yisrael yivku. We have a chiyuv, an obligation. This is not the ace to do things to dull my pain. If a person, rachmanel tzlan, mamish cannot function, like I'm talking about, like literally mental illness cannot function, it's a different category. But what exemption do we have? What did Moshe Rabbeinu say to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven? Ha'achechem yavol la'mochama va'atem teishvu po? What does teishvu mean? Bikesh Yaakov yeshe b'shalva. That's what teishvu means. You want peace and quiet while your brothers are going to war? I think it's Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Vav, Bamidbar. Ha'achechem kol beis Yisrael yivku esos reifa, said Moshe Rabbeinu. You must cry. You are not exempt. Four faces. Out of over 1,400 Jews in 4 weeks. Let's look at Gilad Nitzan. Last Friday night, the Nitzan family, please look at his picture. If it causes us pain, well, maybe we'll just feel some pain with his family. Last Friday night, the Nitzan family invited for Shabbat dinner soldiers who are posted to beef up security in the community of Shiloh in the Binyamin region. The family lives in the Binyamin region in Shiloh, and they invited soldiers who are doing their duty to bolster their security for Friday night Shabbat dinner. 15 minutes before Shabbat, Yaakov, the father, saw a group of soldiers gathered outside the house. And he said to himself, I wonder why they're early for the Seudah. And he opened the door to let them in. Only when they entered his home did he realize these were not his guests. These were the soldiers he never wanted to see. Not only was his son Gilad serving in the Gaza Strip, but his son-in-law is on reserve duty in the north. And so he said to the soldiers, who is it? Came the answer, Gilad. Yaakov told the soldiers, leave my house. I want Yehudit to hear it together with me. We do everything together. We will do this together as well. Between receiving the bitter news of the death of their son right before Shabbat and the Levaya on Motzei Shabbat, they went through a Shabbat that was incredibly difficult, but it also strengthened them. Gilad Nitzan was 21 years old when he fell in the heart of Gaza City. The soldiers told his parents he had been part of a former squad that advanced through the alleyways of Gaza City, together with the company commander Yehuda Cohen and another soldier, Yonadav Levinstein. They had checked to be sure the alley was free of terrorists, but a group of terrorists emerged from one of the tunnels, opened fire on the three of them. They were killed instantly, and another soldier was wounded. The other soldiers in the forest eliminated the attackers. I look at photos of Gilad. There is not one photo in which he does not have a great big smile. Look at his picture on his face. Says his father, he was all heart. He loved everyone. He embraced everyone. He was friends with everyone. After high school and being drafted into Givati Brigade, Gilad studied at Kfar Tapuach Yeshiva. And it was from his yeshiva that he headed south on the morning of Simchat Torah after the news of the assault emerged. Last Tuesday, the family went to visit him on the Gaza border, shortly before his unit entered the strip. That was their last meeting. Yudi relates that Gilad told them about everything he had been through. He told his elder sister, who is a social worker, that he will need psychological help after everything he saw in the kibbutzim. He said, however, it had not weakened him. He was focused only on the mission ahead. As we speak, the interviewer says, this was an article in Israel Hayom. As we speak, an unfamiliar figure sits down behind the grieving father. This man is Gidon Bugala, the father of fallen soldier Adir Ishato Bugala, who was killed in the initial Hamas attack while on guard duty at the gate of Nachal Oz Beis. So this bereaved father who lost his son on October 7th, Gidon Bugala, comes to be Menachem Avel to the family of Gilad Nitzan. Once he finished sitting Shiva for his own son, Bugala goes from family to family, comforting those who are bereaved. Quoting a pasuk from the book of Hosea, bloodshed follows bloodshed, says Yaakov Nitzan, quoting from the book of Hosea and hugging Bugala at length. We are all in this tub, T-U-B, together. Before the war, we were all stuck on our side of the tub. Right-winger, left-winger, religious, secular, we said to each other, don't touch me. I don't want anything to do with you. This is what Gilad Nitzan's father, Yaakov, is saying. Someone up there saw this and stirred us all together. What a blow we took. And now we learn, said the father, we are all one people. The fact that he did not die in vain, but to save others, gives us meaning, says his mother Yehudit. He didn't just die for us, but for the people of Israel, which now mourns him. And he dies whole, beautiful, even with his payot. The army rabbinate told us He had been killed from one bullet that entered his hip and exited through his heart. This is Gilad, said his father. By the way, I'm ending with how I started. The Hesped that I started with were the parents of this boy. This is Gilad, says Yaakov. Everything with him is heart. One story follows another. The visitors come and go. They feel they have to come, even those who never knew the fallen soldier or his family. I'm going to end with something very short that for me, when I went to bed last night, I was thinking about this. With all that we hear, with all the horrific pachad of gzeiras din upon us, these simple words made such an impact on me. I don't know if you saw that last week, Elchanan Klein, a 29 or 30-year-old father of three, also like Gilad Nitzan with long payot, had a furlough. He had a day off from reserve duty, so he was going home for Shabbat. He was married. He had three children, and his wife is pregnant. And on his way home from reserve duty for a day or so for Shabbat, he was killed in a drive-by shooting. One of my children wrote this to somebody. When I was trying to fall asleep last night, this is what I was thinking of. Mommy told me on Friday about a soldier married with three children, and his wife is pregnant, who was given a day of leave from the army to go home, and was murdered in a drive-by shooting. Hashem Yerachim. Imagine the little child asks his mother, "Where is Abba?" That is what I was thinking about on Friday when I was walking on Erev Shabbos. The little child who says to Ima, "Eifo Abba? Matayu chozer abaita?" Imagine her first Shabbat alone without her husband. I was almost crying. And then my child concludes and says, "We have to be mechazik and remember it's all from the Ribono Shel Olam. Melech Meimi Shemechaya Matzmiach Yeshua." From HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vantage point, there's no such thing as chaos. Everything has a cheshbon, every single thing. It's all a Ratzon Hashem. Part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, great, awesome master plan. We should see Yeshua's Bekarov. We should greet Mashiach Tzidkenu together. Hope to see you soon, Be'ezrat Hashem. V'acheichem kol beis Yisrael yizku, yivku es ha-sreifa, asher sarav Hashem, v'yavo Avram, v'spal desar v'livkosa, and in the Olam ha-emes, we are all going to be asked, what were you doing that month? Tishrei, Cheshvan, how were you behaving? Did you know what ace it was? And what are we going to answer when they ask us, Kavata Yitim LaTorah? Did you understand that there are different times as prescribed by Torah? Let us be sure we can answer. That we cried. We knew when to mourn, when to rejoice. When to hug, when not to hug, when to gather in, and when to cast away. As my child concluded the letter, we should see Yeshua's Bekarov and greet Mashiach Tzidkenu together. Hope to see you soon, Be'ezrat Hashem. Besuras Tovas to all.